if we are extrovert, and then we use that extrovert nature to attract people to Krishna, then is it that we are actually in the mode of passion, or are we serving Krishna?
Yes, sometimes it becomes difficult to
look at
gratification or contribution.
Yeah, okay. So it's not necessary, is it for contribution or is it for gratification ourselves? What are we doing it? No, we don't have to necessarily be constantly separating that. It is like, say, if we have a particular nature and we serve according to that nature. Now, if I like to speak, I'm speaking for Krishna. Now, is it that I have no desire at all that I be appreciated, that I be praised for my classes? And if I wait for that, I will never be able to speak about Krishna. But it is not that in order to get appreciation, I will speak simply some mundane jokes, speak some point and nothing related to Krishna. But that will make me popular. So basically, like I said, we have our nature and there is the service of Krishna. There are two circles. We find the intersection and we situate ourselves in that. And while doing that, so while working with our nature for Krishna, there is also the natural, you know, the desire for appreciation can be because of the ego, but it can also be because of just our human need for reciprocation. So, if we do some service and we want some reciprocation from others, that's just a human need. But the important thing is, even if we are not appreciated, what do? Do we keep serving Krishna? And if we are appreciated, do we think that, yeah, now everybody is understanding how great I am? Are you thinking, Krishna is using me in this way, so I am grateful to Krishna, let me serve him more. So if, when we are appreciated, if we see the Krishna connection, pass on the bread to Krishna, and then continue to serve Krishna, then that is positive. That is how we should work. So it's not so much in the mode of passion, because we all have certain amount of passion within us and we can't wish it away. We have to work with whatever we have. So if I have a lot of passion within me, then the sadhana that I do, that is what will keep me to some level in goodness. And I work with the passion and I don't work for the passion. Work for the passion means, if I am distributing books, now I want to be the number one, and I will be the number one by hook or by crook. So, in the early days of our movement, it happened sometimes that somebody go to, they had their bus party, they wanted to distribute books. And there's another bus party. So one devotee woke up early in the morning and just punctured the tire of the other bus.
So, this is destructive competition. Of course, the devotee was totally learned and apologized sincerely. But the thing is,
at that time, he just didn't see things in proper perspective. So, we can use our passion Krishna service, but when our passion starts making us do something which is against the principles of dharma, then we stop. Krishna says, dharma aviruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshava. Kama can refer to a lust of sexual desire, but kama can refer even to desire in general. So it's not that we are not meant to have desires, or it's not that we are not meant to have ambitions. But ambition should not go against the dharma. So when ambition makes us go against ethics, then that ambition becomes greed. Then that ambition becomes destructive. So if that ambition is according to the principles of dharma, and that inspires me to serve more, then that's positive. And gradually, as we keep serving enthusiastically, in passion, whatever it is, we use passion for serving Krishna, then as we become purified more and more, we will be that vigorous only, but we'll do it more and more in goodness. That means, initially, say if we are distributing books, now we just be concerned, okay, how many books I distributed? But, over a period of time, you know, we will start, okay, what kind of people did I meet? Who was very interested? How will I talk with them? Now how can I learn to talk better with them? Not just so that I can distribute more books, but so that I can become a better representative of Krishna. will become more reflective, more introspective. And that will happen gradually by purification. So, even if there is some desire, there is some passion, because there is some desire for even glorification. I am such a good preacher, I am such a good book distributor, I am such a good singer. Even if that is there, what we need to do is keep serving Krishna. Once when devotee was playing kirtan, playing mudanga and singing kirtan very nicely. And Prabhupada had come to that temple and Prabhupada came by him and said, "Your kirtan is very nice." And then he saw that, thought this is an opportunity for me to share my heart with Prabhupada. He said, so he spoke, "Prabhupada, but sometimes I feel proud." And Prabhupada just patted him on the back. "What's wrong with that?" And walked away. He said, "What's wrong with that? So much wrong." No, the point was, what Prabhupada was saying is, that sometimes we think that if I do a service nicely, then I will become proud. But to think like that means I am already proud. How? Because I am thinking that right now I am not proud, in future I will become proud. To think like that is itself at one level pride. So it's not that, you know, we don't have pride within our hearts. Just like to take an example, say lust. It's not that we all have some amount of lust in our hearts. And when there is a particular object that provokes us, that lust may come out. But it's not that that object is making us lusty. It is obviously triggering the lust, what is there inside us. So similarly, pride is there within us. But maybe right now, I do not have any reason to express my pride. I am proud, but I have not done anything which is worthy of praise. So I am not expressing it. So it's not that I will do some wonderful service and become proud. Rather, when I do that service, I will get some reason to express my pride. But the point, important point is here is, what can I do? That pride is already there in my heart. In my heart, if I say that I will not do any service, I will not do any special service because I will become proud. And all that is going to happen is, when somebody else does some special service, my pride will come off in ugly way as envy. "Oh, you know, this devotee does so much book distribution, such wonderful." You know, but have you seen how much he eats?
So, we will find some way to cast aspersions on that person.
So the cure for pride is not suppression of talent. The cure for pride is purification of intent. Suppression of talent means I don't do my service because I feel that I'll become proud. No, then the pride will come off as envy. But instead, what I do is I keep serving Krishna. And as I keep serving Krishna, that service to Krishna establishes a connection with him. And when that connection is established, after that connection gives me a higher taste. And once we get that higher taste, then we realize, okay, the joy of remembering Krishna, the joy of serving Krishna so much, that even if nobody praises me, it doesn't matter so much. Now once when I started giving classes for the first time, I was very conscious in how many people praise me for my classes after the class. And one time, I gave a very well prepared, very well delivered class. At least I thought it was well prepared and well delivered. All the thoughts flew very nicely, connected very nicely. But after that class, no one appreciated the class. And I was feeling so irritated. And then it struck me, actually, while I was preparing the class, I was absorbed in Krishna. I was happy. While I was giving the class, I was absorbed in Krishna. I was happy. Because after I gave the class, I was not absorbed in Krishna and I was unhappy. So I realized that even if somebody comes and praises me, that is going to be for a few minutes, few moments. But the absorption in Krishna is actually a far greater source of fulfillment. So it's not that I am free from that desire. But it was just quite a revelation for me at that time. And I would not have gotten that revelation if I had not spoken. I thought that, I am so proud I cannot speak about Krishna. But it is when we connect with Krishna, when we serve Krishna, then we get the higher taste of serving Krishna. And it is that higher taste which gradually frees us from the lower taste. That is what will lead to the purification of intent. So I am speaking about Krishna because I want to remember Krishna. I want to help others to remember Krishna. If others appreciate, that's nice. I will learn more about how I can serve better. But that's not the primary thing. So that's how we, even if we are in passion, we just keep serving Krishna enthusiastically. We don't transgress the boundaries of dharma. But even if we are proud, even if we become a little proud, actually Krishna will purify us of that pride. He will give us a higher taste. And through that higher taste, we will realize that the taste from glorification, from pride, it is not really worth the distraction from Krishna that it leads to. And that way, we will become purified of the pride. Does that answer your question? Thank you.